Right.
Well, at one time when we first came to town, or a little before that, while I was growing up anyway, there was as many as 4 and 5 saloons here in town.
Uh-huh.
But then the times that I can remember, there was a pool hall that the young people could go and play pool in, you know, and just visit with each other, and then they had card tables in there. And it was more just a fun place for them to go. There weren't so many saloons.
You didn't hear about fights and other drunken activity?
Yes, there used to be a little jail down here. And if we'd have a celebration or there was some special going on, and some of the guys couldn't hold their liquor very well, they ended up in the little jail, but they didn't mind. They just
slept it off.
They just slept it off. Some maybe would have to pay their fine, but that was all in the game. We had a big dance hall down there, a real good dance hall. We had lots of dances. And we had big 4th of July celebrations, mm-hmm. but that's all in the other thing.
What can you tell me about church activity in North Powder?
There was at least 3 churches. There was a Baptist church, and a Catholic church, and the Methodist church,
mm-hmm.
back as far as I can remember. And they all had pretty good attendance.
Do you remember some of the activities they had besides their regular Sunday services?
No, only their Christmas programs.
Mm-hmm.
Their Christmas programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes some towns would have revivalists come through once in a while.
I can remember once in a while, but not very much. A lot of the social activity centered around the school.
Yes.
And things went on in school. I was in the 7th grade when this new schoolhouse was built.
Mm-hmm.
Moved into the schoolhouse that's up there now.
Was the old one in the same place?
Yeah, there was an old one there. It first began as it was a 2-room and 1-deck building, and it went on for probably 5 or 6 years. And they outgrew that, and they began to have some classes in other buildings here in town. So then they put another deck on it and made an upstairs part.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was when I moved to town. We had I was in the 2nd grade then, and it was a 2-room or a 4-room schoolhouse then. And the outhouses were out in the yard, and also an artesian well was out there in the yard where the kids could go out and get a drink. Then they didn't have a gym or anything like that.
Do you think that the money for building schools came entirely from local taxes?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know how else they get it. I don't think that there was any way to get money to build it, but only buy it.
Do you remember discussions among people who lived in North Powder about taxes?
No, I don't. I wasn't very interested then.
Well, later though, when you lived here earlier when you were an adult, didn't you?
Yes, taxes weren't easy. It didn't cost as much to run the city then as it does now.
No.
Because everyone had their own well, and
mm-hmm.
and so there was no water system, no sewer system,
mm-hmm.
anything like that. And most every place had, now this place had a dug well out there in the back. But, And that one over there had an artesian well that run water all the time up until, we lived here quite a while. We came here in 34, bought this place. That was right in the depth of the Depression.
Right. I suppose every house had its own garbage hole. You didn't have garbage pickup, did you?
No, you had to dispose of it yourself, and I don't know what they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when I was a little boy, we had a garbage hole out in the back of our house.
Yeah. I can remember everybody throw their dishwater usually right out the door.
Sure.
Life was pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember shopping in grocery stores and drug stores?
You could buy almost anything you needed in North Powder then. We always had a drug store.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time in my growing up years, we had a doctor and a dentist here in town.
Mm-hmm.
All those things are gone now. There's only two businesses that are alive, and that's the post office and the Grange Hall. There isn't anything else in North Powder now. One little store.
There's a restaurant or cafe.
Yeah, it's on and off.
Oh, is it off now?
No, it's on now, and it's really good food.
Uh-huh.
But the one that just went out of business there, they just run themselves out. They didn't have anything. It's my clock. No, we always had a butcher shop,
I was wondering what it was like to shop in the 1930s, say.
Well, you could buy most anything you needed here, right here in town.
But
if you didn't go in. You had to get on the train and go to Baker or Graham.
You didn't go in and take a basket on wheels and go around and put things in, did you?
No. When I graduated from high school, I went to work at the Huddleston's. That's the store that's vacant down there right across from the post office now. I went to work there. I worked there for a year before I went to college.
Yes.
And they had ladders. The ceiling was so high, and their shelves were from the floor to the ceiling.
Yes.
And they had those ladders that run on the kind of a tram,
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to climb up that ladder and give it a push and get whatever you want up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun.
The customer would stand at the counter and tell you item by item what he or she wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it took most people to do their shopping? Half an hour?
Well, people never seemed to be in such a hurry to get things done as they are now.
Uh-huh.
When they came to town mostly to visit Marbley as well as shop.
Yes.
So they did visiting along with the shopping.
Sure, sure.
And now where I worked there, they had dry goods, and they had farm supplies, they had shoes, and they had bulk stuff.
Was
about anything you want, you could buy.
Was it your job to wait on the customers?
Yeah, well, he hired me to do the bookkeeping for him. But that was, it only took about 2 hours every morning to post up, what had been charged and various things. So then I clerked the rest of the time.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy that job?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed it.
You like to visit, don't you? I suppose that way you knew everyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I lived in town. I had an apartment, so I didn't have to drive back and forth in the winter. I had an apartment over here in a lady that gave music lessons building. And I went to the dances and various things with all the other kids, same as ever. I've been going to school.
Did this
wasn't very much good.
Was this a room in the woman's house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
How did you do? What did you do about cooking?
Well, I'd cook for myself. I had two rooms. I had a bedroom and a front room, and the front room and kitchen was all one.
I see.
And she was a music teacher that owned the house. She gave music lessons. She had a family. He lived in the, it was two stories. The big house is still over there on the street over there.
Did she have many students?
Yes, she was a wonderful musician.
All from North Powder?
Yes. I guess most of them were, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was she teaching?
She gave piano lessons, mm-hmm. and she was a beautiful singer. They her name was Laughlin, Mabel Laughlin. She had three children she was raising alone. She and her husband had separated. She was very talented first.
Mm-hmm.
I never had any musical ability.
There was your opportunity to develop some.
Yeah. Well, I never really wanted to take music lessons. But I loved to dance. Dance of the Storm. But I never tried to sing.
Can you tell me what went on when there was would be a community dance?
Well, about every Friday night we would have a dance. It was at the bungalow. We called it the bungalow, and it was a big dance hall down there. And it was rather primitive on the outside, but it had a wonderful hardwood floor in it, and there was a company of a band of musicians here. There was a lot of musicians in North Powder then. There was one family that lived up here on the hill, the Olsons, and they had, about 8 children, and they were all musicians.
Mm.
And at one time the family toured and played, and one year they did. But two of them were girls, and the rest were all boys. They were Olsons, was their name.
Mm-hmm.
They were all very talented musicians.
Did all of them play for the dances?
No, not all of them. Then some of them played sometimes for the dances, and then they all were in the band and things like that. And then the man that won the dray business here, that was Walter McGrath. Maybe you've heard of him.
No.
He lived up here. And he and his wife were both musicians. And their two children, a boy and a girl, were musicians. And they were the ones that played for the dances mostly. But some of the Olsons would play with them.
Mm-hmm. Can you say what kind of music it was?
Oh, it was old-time waltzes,
uh-huh.
two-steps.
Yes.
And
polkas.
Just waltzes and two steps.
Uh-huh.
I think they did some three stepping for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had round dancing too. Maybe.
Huh. Yeah. What time would the dance begin? Seven or eight.
It usually begin about 8 o'clock and go until. Well, it was supposed to, I think they were supposed to quit about 1, but many's the time I've seen them take up a collection and give them a little extra so they play for another hour or two.
Uh-huh.
People were always, they enjoyed dancing so much.
Mm-hmm.
And their families would go and take their little kids, and there were several extra rooms. One of them, they often served a lunch at night.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that having a good warm lunch at night, and they'd eat that, and then there was room there where they put their coats and things. It was warm, and little kids would wrap up in their parents' coats or somebody else's,
mm-hmm.
and sleep it off, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm. How much would it cost to go to one of these dances?
Well, I think about a dollar, and probably or a dollar and a half, something like that. Or that is for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Women didn't have to pay. The men had paid.
Oh, really?
The men had to pay.
Mm.
For, I think their ticket was probably a dollar and a half.
Mm-hmm. Did most of the men not bring a woman with them? They just danced with whoever was available?
Pretty much. Pretty much. They always enjoyed those, what they call round dances, where the music would stop and then the men went one way and the women went the other way and then you took whoever you stopped.
Yes.
They were a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And the older men, they'd dance with the young girls so that they could learn to dance. And it was usually family affair, really as much
as... And you said you really liked to dance.
Oh, land, yeah. So I said I never saw a dance till I was about 11 years old, and I never missed one after that.
Mm-hmm. So you must have danced with many, many men.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Then
lots of boys, you know, all the boys.
Were some of them people you didn't know before the dance?
No. No, it'd mostly be just local here, Haines, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd go to Haines when there wasn't a dance here. We'd go to Haines.
Uh-huh.
For a dance up there. Sometimes up to Muddy Creek. They had dances at Muddy Creek Schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
We'd go up there. I can remember one winter time, the boys took, the snow was about 4 foot deep, and they took 4-horse team and sled, and a whole bunch of us went up there to a dance. And that's when I was working down here in the daytime. I got back at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they had to go to work at 7. I didn't get much sleep that night.
Weren't these dances on Saturday nights?
Well, yes, usually.
Yeah,
Friday or Saturday.
You didn't have to work on Sunday, did you?
Well, I think there mostly was Friday night, probably more than Saturday.
Oh, and then you had to work on Saturday.
Yeah, I had to go back to work then. I remember distinctly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there any problem ever with liquor at these dances?
Oh, yes, a lot of times. There was one family here that always were kind of itchy to have a fight with somebody, there was lots of, but whenever anybody started drunk, that's why there was always a city cop here. You
mm-hmm.
always had a marshal
mm-hmm. and a jail.
Yeah, they had a jail. So if they started drunk, that's why they went outside, and if they wanted to go outside and have it out, okay. But if they caused any disruption or anything, well, then they'd arrest them and send them, put them in the, let them cool off in the jail.
Mm-hmm. I wondered whether North Powder ever had a newspaper.
Oh, yes, we had a newspaper. In fact, the Record Courier people started their first editing here in North Powder.
Is that the Baker paper?
No, the North Powder News.
Well, the Record Courier.
Record Courier.
Well, was it just in North Powder, or did they publish elsewhere, too?
No, I think they just, their first office was here on North Powder,
mm-hmm.
as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Was this a weekly newspaper?
Well, I think so.
Mm-hmm. You read it regularly?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it mostly town news?
It was just about the same kind of paper it is now.
Oh.
You know, just local news. And,
Where is it published now?
It's published in Baker.
Mm, that's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Record.
I thought it was the Baker Herald now.
Well, the Record Courier is once, it just comes once a week.
So it's
still has, you know, news from North Powder, news from Haines, news from there.
So you think that newspaper hasn't changed much over,
it hasn't changed
60,
much.
70, 80 years?
No, they advertise, and I can't see that it has changed very much.
Do you think it's as good now as it was? There's less going on in North Powder now to report, isn't there?
It probably had more You know, I have some copies of some of the old North Powder. In fact, this is probably a piece of one right now. Right here. It was just like that.
Uh-huh.
Advertising and local news and